It's amazing. In the well, what did he say? What happened to him? He was young, little. He waited. He waited for what? Until someone picked him up. When they picked him up, it was worse. It was worse because on one hand, he was glad to be alive. But the other hand, they found a little boy. قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ. Oh, wow. What good news. This is a boy. We're going to enslave him and sell him. And look what he looks like. Oh, amazing. They took him to the marketplace. They sold him. And guess what? That was bad enough because you've just enslaved a free man. And you've taken him as a slave and sold him in the market. And as though that was not enough, the people who bought him plotted even more. One after the other. What did he say? Well, what's recorded in the Quran is what he said when they planned against him. They plotted against him. When he didn't commit immorality, they said, we're going to jail you. If you don't do what we're telling you to do, we're going to jail you. This was an instruction coming from a certain woman. False accusation. Wow. So one after the other, whatever he went through, we will go through in our lives. Have people ever been jealous of you? The answer is yes for all of us. Haven't they? You might be sitting here saying, I've got nothing. Who's jealous of me? It has happened. It has happened. You've got, mashallah. You think you don't. You do. Allah's blessed you. And then? Planning your downfall. And then what happens? People accusing you falsely, and I'm totally innocent. Yes, it will happen. It has happened. And guess what? Others believed them because they were the powerful or whoever else they were. And this was a little kid, a slave. And Allah sent proof and evidence, clearing his name, but that wasn't good enough for those who had no connection with Allah in the first place. You know, when people spread rumor or falsely accuse you and I or anyone else, if you have faith in God Almighty, in Allah Almighty, you will immediately understand without proper, concrete, solid evidence, this is a lie. That's what the Quran speaks about in Surah An-Nur. It has happened to Aisha radiallahu anha and others who are better than you and I. How can it not happen to you and I? It might be petty and smaller, but at the same time, there will be people whom we didn't expect to believe the nonsense, and they believed it. Why? Because they just say, you know what? It's possible. Because it's possible for them. That's why. The Quran says that. It's possible for them. But the Quran says, if you know it's not possible for you, someone better than you, you would say, impossible for them too. If I can't do this, they can't. That's what the Quran says. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. When they heard the accusation against Aisha, the true believers, what was their way and their path for them to say, this is a lie? Because we think good of ourselves, so we think good of her too. Aisha radiallahu anha. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Lord. Instead of saying, clear my name, do you know what? He knew that these people, the name is already cleared by Allah. They're not interested in the clearance. Oh my Lord, remove, meaning, oh my Lord, sijin means prison, is better for me than engaging in what they are asking me to engage. They've threatened me, either they jail me or I follow or I do what they want, which is displeasing to you. I prefer to be in the jail. Why? Because it is not displeasing to you against me. Obviously, it's the wrath of Allah on them who falsely hatched the plan and so on. But this can happen in your life. People can do things. Your preference should always be to follow the path that is not displeasing to Allah for you. Always the preference. Short term, it might seem like a disgrace. Imagine so and so jailed. Big deal. Better people than this person were also jailed. Sometimes an innocent person is proven guilty by perhaps a flawed system or perhaps some false evidence or perhaps something concocted. It's possible. It's very possible. It has happened. It's not like it's something new. So imagine how disgraceful it must have looked when here is a young man being accused of something and being jailed. You intended harm, you intended evil against this woman. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went through that. And guess what? He took the prison sentence. At each stage he was happy. When he was enslaved, he served them well. When he was accused, he spoke to them well. When he went into the prison, he was so full of goodness that he decided, now that I am here, let me use my time positively. So he made friends with the two people who were with him in the cell.